Joining us directly from the IDF reserve duty in the war, Avi Avalo is the host of the Pulse of Israel daily video podcast and the CEO of 12 Tribe Films Foundation. After working as a management consultant for Accenture New York City, he opened up their Israeli office in Tel Aviv. He then produced the acclaimed movie Home Game about the forced eviction of 9,000 Israelis from Gaza by the IDF in 2005. Avi today dedicates his time to using media, videos, and social media to promote the inspiring, Torah-based, politically incorrect truth about Israel, the Jewish people, and the freedom-loving world. Avi's organization is one of the first Jewish organizations to focus on the true source of Jew-hating anti-Semitism today, that of the Palestinian National Movement. He also hosted a conference dedicated to that topic last June in Jerusalem. Please welcome First Sergeant IDF Reservist Avi Avalo.
Shalom, everybody. First of all, thank you so much, Lauren, and your whole team, for everything you do always, and for inviting me last minute to be able to join you here for a few moments. I want to thank Dr. Berkowitz for a fabulous talk. I myself, my wife and I, we have four boys, two in the army, one serving in Gaza as we speak, just came out for Shabbat. I missed seeing him. I teach them, be students of history. I'm a student of history. The reason I'm living in the land of Israel today, the reason I dreamt as a 10-year-old boy to move to Israel and serve in the Israeli army was because I'm a student of history. Because unlike today's generation that has smartphones, whenever I was bored, I used to pick up books and read when I was a kid. And at 10 years old, I understood how blessed we were as the Jews today, growing up in New York City, after 2,000 years of exile and persecution, knowing the Bible stories, knowing Holocaust education, knowing what happened to the Jews through Europe, through the Middle East, to know as a 10-year-old boy that I was growing up in a day when we had the Jewish state of Israel with our own army able to defend ourselves. To me, I teach my boys that even though the law in Israel is that there is a mandatory service, we're not serving because it's mandatory. We're serving because we are blessed to live in a generation where it is a privilege to defend ourselves. A privilege that our ancestors for 2,000 years did not have. And hence, even though I'm now 50 years old, I could have stopped serving 10 years ago, I still serve. And I came here from the war effort in the Judean Hills, where we're also fighting, because there's a five-front battle we're fighting. We're fighting Gaza, we're fighting Lebanon, we're fighting all of Iran, all across, everywhere, Judea and Samaria, and yes, even in the areas of the undisputed areas of Israel themselves, because many Israelis today have woken up and realized that the Arab Muslims who are Israeli citizens are really not much different than the Arab Muslims in Judea and Samaria or Gaza. Not enough of them, at least. Everyone's today asking, after Dr. Berkowitz's amazing speech, how do we fight this? Well, I believe in order to know how to fight something, in order to solve a problem, you first have to diagnose it properly. It's like a doctor. You go to a doctor gives you, something's wrong, he gives you a medication. Well, if he didn't diagnose the problem properly, then no matter what medication he gives you, it's not going to solve your problem. Well, if we do not properly diagnose the growth of the Jew-hating anti-Semitism today, that's been growing for years. I've been talking about it for 30 years. Well, if we don't diagnose it properly, we can't solve it properly. So I'm going to give you the diagnosis and I'm going to give you the solution. And it's really simple. And in the land of Israel, we're actually working on it as we speak. And I'm here to hopefully get as many people as possible on board to help me solve and help, especially our youth and our collegiates. And again, Lauren referenced the conference I had last year in Jerusalem, unmasking the anti-Semitism behind the Palestinian National Movement. We had Ilan Carr, former White House envoy to anti-Semitism, as the keynote speaker. And the diagnosis was simple. Majority of the anti-Semitism growing today is on the backs of a cause called Palestine. All of a sudden, you have professors, you have students, you have people in the streets attacking Jews in cities in America, on college campuses in America, because they're screaming Palestine, because they're screaming you are Jew killers. What does a college student in Florida have to do with what the state of Israel does in Israel? What?
Nothing.
So why are they being attacked? Because they're Jewish. Because the whole issue of Palestine is conflated with Jew hatred. And then we have to take a step back. Where did this come from? Well, anyone who honestly diagnoses it, and most of you are older than me, and all of you can go to the papers, pre-1948, pre the establishment of the State of Israel, pick up those newspapers, pick up the New York Times, go to the archives. When the word Palestine or Palestinians was used, who did it reference before 1948? The Jews! There was never a historic people called Palestinians with a historic claim to the Jewish homeland, the land of Israel. Never was, never is, never will be. Anyone who delves into the creation of the fiction called Palestinians, it was a cause created by the KGB in 1964 to destroy the Jewish state of Israel and harm America. That's it. It was never about giving rights to a different people because they're indigenous to that land. The whole Oslo process and normalizing a concept by the Jewish community, normalizing the concept and pushing the concept that a two-state solution will solve the problem of the Middle East, it's a delusion. It's a two-state delusion because there is only a homeland of one people between the river and the sea, and that is the homeland of the Jewish people. One of the things I like to tell people, the most blessed Arab Muslims in the Jew in the whole Middle East live where? In Israel. They're the most blessed Arab Muslims in the Jew in the whole Middle East. In Sunni countries, Shiites are persecuted. Shiite countries, Sunnis are persecuted. All minorities are persecuted everywhere. It's only in the Jewish state of Israel where you can have a Sunni Muslim, a Shiite Muslim, a female Muslim, a gay Muslim, an atheist-born Muslim, live with freedom, equality, and prosperity together with Jews, Christians, and all minorities. Who's saying that? How many of our organizations are saying that loud and clear so that our children, so that our youth, so that our collegiates can stand up proud and say, wait a second, we're the best thing for the Arab Muslims in the Middle East. Why are they killing us? They should be thanking us. And on top of that, here's the other message that our kids should be given every single day. And Dr. Berkowitz alluded to this as well. After 2,000 years of exile and persecution, and Dr. Berkowitz is a historian, so he can correct me or anyone else, I do believe we are the only indigenous people in the world to have returned to be sovereign in our ancestral homeland with our holy sites. There's no other people. The Native Indians are jealous of the Jews. Every Native indigenous population in the world is jealous of the Jews. The whole woke philosophy on college campuses, oppressed oppressor. We are the biggest victory story of that narrative. College professors should be telling Jewish kids on campus, you're a Jew, I am so jealous of you. You guys overcame it all. We should be looking up to you. We should be talking about Jewish history so that everyone can learn how you overcame 2,000 years of persecution and exile. You don't cry about it. You don't complain about it. You just went through the Holocaust 80 years ago, recent history. Yes, we talk about Holocaust education, but you guys move forward. You built a state. You are the 14th largest economy in the whole world, even though you're one of the smallest countries, smaller than the state of New Jersey. You guys are victors. You do not cry. You're not crybabies. We should be the poster child on all college campuses for them to be saying, you want to know how to overcome oppression? Look at the Jew. That's what our college kids should be walking up with their heads held high on campus. And you guys know more than me. College is too late. Our high school kids should have this pride in them. Our medical school kids should have this pride in them. But they're not getting it. They're not getting it in public schools, and unfortunately, they're not even getting it in our Jewish schools. You want to know where they are getting it? They're getting it growing up in the Jewish state of Israel. Today, we are fighting a battle of good against evil, where we were shocked after October 7th how not only are we not getting the sympathy of the world, but the world is supporting our enemies and assisting our enemies and blaming us and pressuring us as if we're the problem. But in the Jewish state of Israel, we're not apologizing. We're doing what we have to do. You're seeing a proud generation of young King David-like Jews risking their lives because they know they have a greater purpose. And they know it's not just about where we live. We were attacked on the Gaza border, undisputed territory according to every single international law out there. I'm a proud Jewish resettler living in the Judean hills, right? And it's not the West Bank, folks. The West Bank is a geographic term. It was invented and used again by the Jordanians when they illegally occupied us between 1948 and 1967. That's another tool in the battle to demoralize us and take away our legitimacy to be living in our ancestral homeland. Judea and Samaria is the correct historic term for the areas that we live in and that we're resettling. And I proudly live there and raised together with my wife our four boys. But they didn't even attack us in Judea and Samaria. They attacked, and again, I'm not trying to get into politics here, but just giving a fact, some of the most political left people in Israel live in those communities on the Gaza border. Those people are the ones who helped the Arabs in Gaza, believed that peace was possible, bringing them to hospitals for medical treatment. Some of those voices today, they're more Kahana than Kahana. They're saying they don't want to see an Arab. Their dreams were totally crushed. They realize they hate us. They worked in our homes, and yet they not only did they not call us, some of them were involved, they acted as spies in getting us killed and raped and mutilated. So they're not killing us because of where we live. They're killing us because of who we are. And I'm working right now to create an army of young teens and collegiates to empower them and mentor them with the information so that they could be proud and use their voices and their social media accounts and channels to empower their networks of friends and acquaintances. Because the only way to fight anti-Semitism, it always is and always will be, it's about empowering Jews to be proud Jews so that whatever hatred is thrown at us, it won't affect us. That'll make them look little and totally disconnected from reality. So anyone interested in helping fight this battle and save our youth to be proud, I'm looking for those people. Instead of the millions being pulled out of the universities that are supporting and growing anti-Semitism, well, I'm looking for that money to help empower our youth and save them and save the Jewish people. Thank you, everybody.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.